and tell me also, why was there creation of organs to be used for generation? And why were men created anyway? They were not made for nothing, I dare say. Come, smooth it over, and say in explanation that they were merely made for urination, and that our little things are no avail except to tell a female from a male, and for no other cause. Do ye say no? Experience shows us that it is not so. And if the scholars will not be offended, I say that it is clear they were intended for both, for use and for our pleasure too, if we displease not God by what we do. For otherwise, I ask, why scholars set these words in books? A man should pay his debt unto his wife. What could these words have meant, but that he pay her with his instrument? Then they were made that we might make purgation of urine, and as well for procreation. But I say not that all are obligated, who have such apparatus, as I stated, to go and use it getting progeny. That were to take no heed of chastity. For Christ was chaste, yet shaped like any man, and many saints were since the world began, yet always lived as chaste as man could be. I will not quarrel with virginity. Let them be loaves of finest wheaten bread, and we wives be hot barley loaf instead. And yet with barley bread doth Mark record, was many a man refreshed by Christ our Lord. I am resolved to live in such a state as God assigned. I am not delicate, and all as freely as my Maker sent it to me, I will use my instrument. If I am niggardly, God bring me sorrow. My husband shall enjoy it night and morrow, when he shall please to come and pay his debt. And such a husband will I surely get, as shall be both my servant and my debtor. I will collect my tribute to the letter upon his flesh while I remain his wife. I have the power, as long as I have life, over my husband's body, and not he. For so the apostle gave the text to me, telling our husbands they should love us well. I like that judgment, every syllable.
Here on a sudden spoke the pardoner. By God and by St. John, he said to her, ye make a noble preacher for your creed. I was about to wait.